Blog Talk Radio.
Karak Manunish Arat. In the heart of timelessness do we reclaim our original innocence. We awaken from the dream of linear time to surrender trust. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another wonderful edition here of Belfast Vital World Radio. And we're very excited this week to have a beautiful guest joining us, a wonderful, beautiful, magical sister from Red Deer, Linda Iverson. Hi, Linda.
Hello, Denise.
Hi. And I'm sorry, before we get into chatting with Linda, we also have our beautiful, wonderful, amazing sister, Malou. Hi, Malou.
Hi, Malou. Denise. Hi, Linda.
Hi. And we're just dying to jump in here. It's so exciting. Linda is going to share all her wonderful wisdom and knowledge and perceptions of working with the bird clock. Because, Malou, you and I were chatting before that we of course, got the wonderful cards that are available on Almeen's website, the bird clock cards. But we haven't worked with them because we didn't really understand what to do with them. So we have this amazing tool and we were kind of just at a loss what to do. So, gratefully, Linda has some answers and can give us some guidance on anybody who wants to learn more about working with the bird clock cards. So we'll let you jump in here, Malou.
Well, the first thing I'd like to say is that the information for this bird clock came through at the very last private retreat that we had here in October of 2014 with Almeen. And up until the retreat in February, we as a group of eight people are the only ones that had the information. And we ended up having to create like the design of the clock from what Almeen had given us and from the video that we'd taken. And we created cards to be able, because there were no cards to order from Russia at that time. So for the whole year of 2015, we had created our own tools to be able to work with the clock. So in doing that, we found a lot of different things that have come together in when you start to work with your bird clock cards. When you're starting to work with the bird clock, one of the first things you do is familiarize yourself with the 24 concepts that are found on the cards. And then you study the qualities of the hours as they are referred to as the lenses you'll be using to help create the new reality by creating a new perspective. When you use these lenses, they give you the ability to look at an event as two completely different things. So like what I'm talking about for the lenses, it's like from 12 till 1, noon till 1, your quality is interconnectedness. And so if you had another one where you're working at 7 a.m. to 8 a.m., it's accessing increased resources. So those are what she's talking about with the lenses. And working with the clock is working with high magic. You're a practitioner of pristine high magic, meaning you yourself are part of the magic you're doing. And so for this reason, it's recommended that you use the alchemical oils to clear the 12 main meridians. Because working with the 24, because they work with the 24 segments of the clock, which are those qualities that I was just giving you an example of too, and they help you become more sensitive to those hours, and it will prevent the huge spilling of emotions that are negative into your environment.
That's important, yeah.
Yeah, so that is one thing, and I mean, we didn't do that to start with when we started working with it, but it was going back and referencing and transcribing and stuff. And it's like, oh, okay. So we always have used those to start. And then there are three oils that are specific to the clock. And those work with the three fields of hope. And the eight extraordinary meridians work with three fields of hope. And they play a very large part in the second layer of the clock. which is the manifesting of the reality the way you want to manifest it. Okay. So as you clear these meridians, you start to be able to do magic by bridging inner and outer space together to create a new reality.
So, Linda, to start with, you suggest, because the downloads...
Before you start working, before you start working with the clock itself, which was a PDF, when you buy the cards, you get a PDF download that gives you the clock to print off. And it's just the clock. You don't have the three fields of hope. But those are your cards that are in your deck. You've got one for noon, then you've got one for 8 p.m. and one for 4 a.m. And so if you take the one for noon and place it at the top of your clock, then you take 8 p.m. and put it down in the right-hand corner of your clock, and 4 a.m. is in the left-hand corner of your clock. Those are your three fields of hope. And those are the only times that you can open the gateways to work with the clock.
May I ask you something then?
Yeah, certainly, yes.
So if these are the only times that you can open the gate, what did you say, the gateway to work with?
Yeah. Yes.
Does that mean that you have to work with it at noon, at 8 o'clock, at 4 a.m.?
Those are the only times that you can open it. But say you've got something that you're wanting to work on, what you're wanting to create. You can start assembling everything at 10 o'clock in the morning, but you cannot open until 12 noon. Or if you're between 12 and 8, say 4 o'clock, you've started to come up with your fields of hope and the different things. I'll explain what that is in a moment. But you cannot physically open the clock for the magic to start taking place until those three times.
Okay. But do you have to be physically there? Do you have to be physically present?
At the times you have to be physically present, because you have got to open the gateways by drawing the sigils that are on those three cards and placing the oils.
Okay. So what are those oils?
For noon, you have, which is called the, what is that?
Point of Godhood.
Noon is the point of Godhood, and it's two fingers above the navel, and the oil is lotus.
Mm-hmm.
And then for 8 p.m., it is
8 point p.m., it's pristine man.
Man.
Yeah.
And it's the third eye. And you use rose.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last one is 4 a.m., and it is the point of the high heart. And it's three finger widths below the hollow of the neck. And you use the high heart oil.
Okay, so those are the resurrection points?
Yes, those are the gateways to open the clock.
Mm-hmm.
And Linda, can you talk about how you set your intention, like how you, what you want to work with, for example?
Yes. I just have to see. Okay. So if the first thing you want to do is you want to create a purpose. Okay, so when we worked with it at the retreat, what we did was we created our purpose was putting our house in order. And noon is a negative, which is receptive. Where you're receiving, okay? So that's what the quality is. And each hour has a quality. The first hour of the clock is receptive, then proactive, and it just keeps going all the way down in that manner, okay? So your first one is,
you're right. Your first field of hope.
Okay, so your first field of hope, what we did was at noon, it's receiving. So what we wrote was, I am a conduit for peace and contentment. So that's what you're receiving, is the peace and contentment. And then
that is that your intention and or your purpose that you say?
What you have to do is
what you mean with having three fields of hope around, you know, is that a card that put there? Or
well, you
that,
have, just, there's three cards in your deck that represent those three fields of hope.
Right. Okay. I get
they each have a bird. They each have a bird and they have a sigil that's written on them. None of the other cards have that. So those are where they're going to be placed at noon, 8 p.m. and 4 a.m. So top of the clock is noon. Lower right hand is 8 p.m. Lower left hand is 4 a.m. Okay? Mm-hmm. So when you're doing, so say you're starting your clock at noon. The first one you're going to place and the first sigil you're going to draw is that one. Okay? So you're going to place the lotus oil above the navel, and then you're going to go to the next one, which is 8 p.m. You'll draw that sigil, put the oil, and then you'll go to 4 a.m. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So with each one of those fields, you have to create something that you're wanting to receive, give, and be neutral with. Okay, so our first thing to do is to decide what your purpose is. And ours was putting our house in order. Then for the receptive, I am a conduit for peace and contentment. And then the next one is giving. And that's 8 p.m. And it was, I create a graceful quality to the journey of life on earth. So you want to keep it as simple as you possibly can. Mm-hmm. There is an example that's given in the pamphlet that comes with the cards. It's a little bit more condensed. And then the last one is a neutral quality. You're not giving or receiving. So what you're doing is, what we put was the is I dwell in self-sustained wholeness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then that is establishing what your purpose is and your three fields of hope, because you need 3 points to create a new reality.
Yes.
Each field of hope represents an 8-hour period, and they have a bird in the sigil that works with the specific times.
So, and the process we did, we had that. Our intention for the week was, we're cleaning house.
Yeah.
So then we came up, came up with the three intentions for us to open, like to place on the clock that we were working with.
Yes, because I find that that's the hardest part of working with the clock, is coming up with those three, trying to be not too elaborate, but being on point with what it is you're doing. So if you remember that the first out for 12 o'clock, what you're doing is you're receiving. The second one, you're giving, and the third one is neutral. You're not giving or receiving.
Right. So it's more an affirmation.
Yes, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. And then after we've done that, so, you know, we've anointed ourselves with the oils and the sigils on the three ascension points.
Yeah.
On the three resurrection points, sorry. Right. We've set our intention. We've placed our three cards on the fields.
The key is to make sure that you have everything, like you have those 3 points. You have that all mapped out and everything before you're set to open the clock.
Right.
So that's why I say if you start at 10 o'clock in the morning, you can have all that, because it does take some time. So,
yeah.
I mean, you could do them before you went to bed at night and use them for 12 o'clock at noon the next day, because you've already established what it is, what your intention is.
Yeah.
And then you use whatever time works best for you to be able to open it. But those are the only 3 times that it can be opened at.
Okay.
Okay.
But you can okay, go ahead, Malou, sorry.
Oh, I was just going to ask, so if I start at 2 o'clock, for example, that would be okay. And then at 4 o'clock, I would open, right?
At 2 o'clock in the morning and then 4 o'clock
in the morning.
At
2 o'clock in the afternoon?
2 o'clock in the afternoon, you would open at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, I mean
8
o'clock. Yes, 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Then I would be open at 8 o'clock at night. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, because you want to try and have everything already in place before you open the clock. Because what you do once you've opened the clock, you go into expansion.
Okay.
Okay, mm-hmm. To a certain extent. And then you use the pinprick and focal point to go through and then come out on the other side into the new reality created the way you want it to be.
Almeen has done a wonderful meditation, which I think we played on a previous show, and it's the blink meditation, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's doing that process that you've just described. So
yeah, so maybe if you make that available to people to be able to,
have a listen to get an idea of then how that process works. Mm-hmm. But do you feel, Linda, the more you work with this, like the easier it is to do
it
that?
It is, yeah. The more that you start, but like I say, I still struggle sometimes with trying to come up with the, because it's usually Donna, Wendy, and I that are together. We get together, try and get together every Wednesday. So we always try and come up with something that we want to work with cosmically.
Yeah.
So that's still a little bit of a struggle for me, but it's getting better. But the key to what I've found is that being totally aware of what the concepts of the bird clock are.
Yeah.
And also the qualities of the hour, because that they give you tools to help you draw your focus in. Right? Mm-hmm. So if you look at, what you do also prior to this is you draw 5 cards to create your power sigil. Right?
But
and when we did
it doesn't have to be 5, does it?
It usually is 5.
Oh,
yeah.
It is. It's always 5?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
That's what I've. You can draw, you can do a single, working with, for guidance, daily guidance, you can. That's the most simple way to work with the cards.
Okay.
And you, it gives you daily guidance. By doing this, you are restoring the pristine high magic back to life that is indivisible and therefore incorruptible. But it's, so that's the most simple way to work with it, and that you're not working with the clock at all. You're just using the cards then.
Okay. But for this, we choose 5 cards?
Yes,
okay.
And you can also use the cards and just draw a power sigil for you for the day. That's another way of working with the cards.
Okay.
And you're not using the clock at all. The clock is a tool that you're using that's helping to create the fields of hope. And what you do is you have those, whatever you're using, you write the words and they are placed on each of those hours. And then what you do is you take the 24 cards, and because these cards are so big, and we didn't have any to begin with, we created some through Moo. I don't know whether it's available all through the world. I know it's in the States. And you can get a half of a business card design, and Donna designed the cards to go, and they fit perfectly around the clock at the hours. But what I would suggest is you take the concepts and do each one around the clock.
Okay.
If you don't have this other set like we do, is you take those and put them around, and as you are using your clock, whether it's for a 24-hour period, 72 hours, we leave our set up for a week because we meet every week. But what you do is you have to have those around the clock to prevent any kind of interference.
The principles, you mean? So, for example, like card number...
But it's the cards that you're supposed to place around there.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
But if you don't have... Because the cards are so big, they don't fit around the clock very well. So what I'm suggesting is that if you had the concepts themselves, place them around with the intention that they are going to be what locks and protects.
Yeah.
And have your deck of cards sitting on, because the birds are all on it.
Yeah.
So the intention is that the birds that are on the cards are also on those concepts that you've written, or however you've chosen to do them, to put them around the clock.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Unless you create your own cards like we did.
Yeah.
And that's anybody's ability to do whatever they choose to in that way. But what we did was we took the cards and put the concepts on them.
So what Linda is referring to, anyone who has the cards, the Russian deck, they're beautiful, gorgeous pictures of the birds, and they have the principle. And so what Donna did was they're actually a small version of that.
Yeah,
so there is still a little picture of the bird.
Yeah, but what Donna did, she did the peacock feather, because the feather represented the birds, because at that time we didn't know what the birds were.
Right.
And there's 15 different birds, and each bird represents, there's the 3 for the fields of hope, and then there's the other 12, and each one represents a 2-hour period.
Okay.
So they're very vital and important to working with the clock, because they're what, it's their sound that changes, and it's connected to the infinite calendar.
Oh.
And so I think that's how the course that Almeen's doing on the 23rd of April, it's working with those 3 things. You've got your time map, the bird clock, and then the fairy one.
And the fairy one, yeah. I don't have the fairy one yet, but soon I'll get it.
Well, that was the video that she did in real time, in real time. She showed us drawing that one.
Yeah.
And then it disappeared off of something happened to it. I don't know, but.
Those tricky fairies.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, that's how you're going to work with your bird clock. You're going to do all your intentions and everything and have it set up. And then when your time comes, whether it's 12 noon, 8 p.m. or 4 a.m., that's when you place the oils and the sigils and open the gateway. And then that's when you do your quiet expansion. And then you visualize going through. Now, if I just...
And Linda, you said it doesn't matter how long you leave it set up. Like, you feel for yourself.
You feel for yourself, yeah.
How long. And then in closing it, is there a ritual or a ceremony?
In closing it, like any ceremony, you always take it, you disassemble it from back to front.
So counterclockwise.
So, yeah. So the last field of hope that you put down was, say, maybe 4 a.m. So you'd take 4 a.m., pick it up, then go 8, then 12, and then you start 24, 23 of the cards.
For your cards. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good.
And then whatever blessing or whatever you choose to, whatever your practice is when you end a ceremony.
So you could close with love, praise, and gratitude. Sigils. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Well, you make it sound so easy.
Okay. Almeen's in her notes when I did the transcription of the video, she says, I'm going to show you today how to create a new reality by altar contraction. You can use an object like a rose. You can focus so much to a point that you can use it like a gateway to move through. And as you come out the other side, you are able to reinvent your life. You can also use the spot in the center of the clock by focusing on it and letting it become a pinpoint. Then move through it, and you will do it as a part of forming a new reality. As you come out the other side and open your eyes, you will envision the qualities you want in your environment. So that's
beautiful.
Yeah. So if you had that meditation, that just kind of helps get them to that point of being able to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Blink and go through.
Blink and go through. Yeah. But when I was talking about, we did the power sigil for the retreat, we drew 5 cards. Number 18 was feel the pregnant field that forms when new potential beckons. And then number 24 was, if you require a boost of power, destructure old belief systems you may hold. Number 13 was hold the vision lightly, feel appreciative for life's cooperation. The next one was, you have great influence in determining the outcome. And the last one was, listen to that which stirs your passion. It is your guiding light. And if you go back to what our purpose was, it was putting our house in order.
Yeah.
All of those fit very well with, right? And then if you go a step further and you take the quality of the hours for the pregnant field, the first one, number 18, it is a proactive time period and it's new potentials revealed. So it's correlating and bringing them all together that helps you get a better understanding of what you're doing and what the energy is that's being brought forward. Because the magic is you.
Yeah.
You're a big part of what the magic is that's taking place. And it's a magic that's never been here before.
High alchemy. Wow.
Yes, it's a pristine high magic. And the pristineness of it is the meaning that you are a part of that alchemy. You're the part that helps to create it, and that's why it's important to clear the meridians and do those things.
Yeah.
And familiarize.
Did you have anything else, Malu? That
I would like to just ask you: have you experienced any shifts since you started working with?
There have been some huge shifts, and there have been some really quite amazing. I think the first thing that we did when we used the clock was Donna, Wendy, and I, and they'd had a huge snowstorm in Buffalo, New York, and they had 100 inches of snow fall in 2 days.
Wow.
And then I don't know whether it was 1 or 2 days after that, the temperatures were supposed to go quite high, like summer temperatures. And they were so worried about flooding.
Mm.
So we made the purpose of our clock when we opened it and did everything was that it be magical dispensation of the snow. And so we did our 3 fields. And, you know, there was no flooding at all from that snowfall. There was no reports. But prior to us doing the clock, there was all this worry and everything. But there was never any mention of where the snow went. But we had set in one of our fields the intention that it would just evaporate. So whether that really happened or not, I don't know. But I know that there was never any mentioning of flooding or any of that stuff.
Yeah, and we're not that far from Buffalo, and I know there was no flooding.
But that was our first attempt with it, and then I mean we worked a lot with it, with working with Almeen and doing stuff, and it's been very big. Yeah, and it was the same with some of the stuff that we've done with family members and stuff. It's like any of the tools she's given us. It's very powerful. The more you use it, the more you become it. And it's second nature as to what you're doing with it.
And it reminds me, Linda, of something that you said when we were in Newport recently that really stuck with me. You know, for all our life family who takes interdimensional photographs, do you remember what you said?
That actually was part of what this retreat, where this clock came from, was all 8 participants at that retreat were gifted with the ability to do interdimensional photography. And Almeen said that any interdimensional photography that we had, we needed to share with the world. Because in the sharing of it, it helps to create the magic to stay.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you were talking about?
Yes. That's exactly it. Thank you. And I feel like it's the same with, you know, all these sacred tools we have for high alchemy. The more we work with it, you know, for ourselves, of course, we're doing it by proxy for the cosmos, for all humanity, that the more it brings the new magic in and anchors it. Right.
And the thing that I found in my life is if I can step back out of looking at it and thinking, oh, that can't be real, things unfold in such miraculous ways. I mean, I've done for quite a few years now, I've done a lot of drawing with sigils and, you know, like making wheels and different things. I've never really known what they were. But when I was on the cruise in November of 2011, I had shown some to Almeen, and she goes, oh, those are communications from the interdimensional photos you're taking.
Wow.
I thought, oh, wow, that's awesome. I don't know what it says. I don't know what it means. But just the fact that that's what it is allowed me to recognize that I am communicating with them in some manner. And I don't need to know exactly what the words are, just knowing that it's there.
Yeah,
and it's always amazed me at the photographs that I get. It's like, how can something that beautiful not be visible? And so I cherish every picture that I get and every different, you know, thing. And so I've drawn sigils and done stuff. And
That's
now I'm finding out that I can actually communicate with certain.
Wow. That's awesome. Well, unfortunately, we are at the end of our time, which, you know, we could definitely go on and chat and for another hour. I wish we had that time. But
I trust I gave enough information. And if not, you can give my email to anybody that contacts you, Denise, and I'll try and do my best to guide them in whatever way they might need.
Wonderful. Thank you, Lid. I was going to ask that if it's okay to have people contact you with questions.
Yeah. I can't guarantee I'll know the answer, but I'll do my best to help enlighten.
Okay. Well, you can email us at bhavhospitalworldradio@gmail.com, and we're love to hear from you. Happy to help. So thank you, Malou, for your beautiful presence and being here with us. And Linda, we're so grateful. And to all our listeners, have a magical, miraculous week.
Thank you. Enjoy working with your clock.
Bye-bye, Linda.
Bye-bye, Malou.
Bye, Linda. Bye, Malou.
Bye.